and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like Communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Hi, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And tonight, we're going to do the continuation of A Woman's Worth, or put more succinctly, is the social and economic and cultural value of women, and how over the years this has been really hijacked and reduced to simply seeing women as a result of their the sum total of their physical parts. And so as a recap, last week we talked about different potions women could use to maintain control of the home. One potion would help members of the house achieve a state of relaxation and harmony. Another one helped members of the house achieved a state of energy and excitement. And still another one helped her spouse remain more faithful, or I should say become faithful. And so today what I want to talk about is more things that a woman does in the home that increases, in particular, the health of the home. Now, many of these things are indirect. When I say indirect, it may not involve cooking a particular meal or putting together a particular herbal formula, but at the same time, the net effect is a tremendous increase in the health of people in the home. So, what I would like to start with is talking about different teas that the woman in the house can brew up. Now, some of these are in my free report, which is herbal remedies so powerful they make antibiotics obsolete. You can get these at vitalitycapsules.com/truth-files. Put your email address in the upper right box, click yes, send me my report, and you'll get a report that can help you avoid the use of antibiotics in your home. This is actually very important because the use of antibiotics in the United States is responsible easily for 63,000 deaths per year just from the use of antibiotics. And so eliminating antibiotics from your healing repertoire will be one phenomenal way to increase the healing in your home. So this next healing maneuver that the woman of the house. And I say the woman of the house, what I mean is the person in the house who's in charge of mixing herbs and potions and making them work and keeping the family healthy. Now, in these modern times, women and men often swap roles back and forth. That's okay. But as far as the house healer, it would be ideal to have one person have that main role in doing that. That works out the best. Okay, so what's this one? A lot of times people end up in a state of distress because they're experiencing vomiting with or without diarrhea. It's uncontrollable. Maybe things are getting bad. It's reaching a point of dehydration. Nobody's happy. What do you do? Well, if you're the healing maven in the household, you're going to mix together 1/2 teaspoon of cloves, 1 tablespoon of fennel, and 1 crushed clove of garlic. Now, what this is going to do is, well, first of all, what you're going to do is add it to 1 quart of water. You're going to boil it for about 15 minutes. And at the end of that, you will find that you'll have this potion that's going to be not dark brown in color, but a steady brown in color. And what you're going to do is have the person just sip a little bit of it. Now, I was trained in medical school that if you are vomiting, you absolutely can't take anything by mouth. Well, that's just ridiculous. But it turns out that it really does work. You can take things by mouth when you are when you're vomiting. And so this particular potion, when you take it by mouth, you see one sip, it actually calms the belly and gets rid of nausea. And it also stops diarrhea at the same time, which is very good. Now, even though you start out with a quart, you boil it for 15 minutes, so you're down to about 2 cups. It takes about usually 3 to 6 sips, and that's pretty much all you need. And you're back in business. In other words, the person who was sick is no longer sick anymore. And that is really a big, big help. It also keeps in the refrigerator. You can leave it in the refrigerator for days. I actually keep a glass brewed up all the time, and I leave it in the refrigerator. And so whenever I hear the patter of feet running up the stairs with a complaint of vomiting or diarrhea, I can just hand them a glass and say, have your family member take a sip, and everything will be okay. And so this works, it works very nice. Now, obviously, disclaimer, this is not medical advice. Anything that you do, you should check with your healthcare practitioner first. And anything you decide to do as a result of listening to this program is absolutely, totally, and completely your responsibility. I accept no responsibility or liability in any way for that. Okay, so what's our next one here? The next thing that a woman can use is something called Ajawan. Or Ajawan. That's Ajawan. And this was first introduced to me by a patient of mine who is from India. And once I became friends with her and, helped her family out, she'd buy me over. And so she opened up her canister. And in India, when women get married, they get a special canister with very important healing herbs. And so this was her canister, which she had gotten when she was married. And she had it for decades, I guess, because her oldest child was at the time 20-something. And so And she opened this up, and she said, this one over here is very, very important. And this was the one that she would use to get rid of worms, and it was ajwain. Now, I can deduce by smelling it and having used it over the years, is it's actually the seed of the oregano plant. And I would say it's about 10 times more powerful than the actual oregano leaf. And so in our home, once I discovered ajwain, I stopped using the oregano leaf and just started using the seeds. Now, the seeds have the extra added benefit that when you put them in stews, they swell up and they chew just like ground beef. So how do you use it for healing? I'll tell you what I do, and then I'll tell you what my patient did. Well, it's that after the break.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Okay, so we're back. So we take the ajwain. The way I do it is I take a tablespoon or more of ajwain and just drop it in the stew, whatever stew I might be cooking. And I was vegan for, many years. about, I could say, I guess I would say 10 years. And so I would put ajwain in the stew, and then the kids would think that they had some nice little chewy ground beef in there. But at the same time, it would give the kids protection from worms, from infections. And so they were actually very, very sturdy kids, even much more athletic than I was as a kid, and they are not at all sickly. So that's why I used the ajwain. I used it preventatively and just threw it in the pot. Now, the way that my patient would use it is she would take a quarter teaspoon of the ajwain, a couple of drops of honey, and roll it into a ball, and then give that to the person to swallow, just like it was a pill. And she would use this whenever there was a feeling that the person might have worms. And so how do you know you have worms? Well, according to the symptomatology, basically you would have some type of digestive problem, plus or minus low-grade fever. But any digestive problem, ajwain would be used. Now, oh, and also lowered blood pressure. The other one that I like is kalonji. Now, kalonji, I found out about, one of my hobbies is just going to the spice shop and finding spices and figuring out ways to use them, and I just pick up a bag that I haven't tried yet. So one time I was in the Indian spice shop, and I saw this bag of black stuff, and I just said to myself, you know what, I think that might be edible. And so I picked up the bag and took it home. It turned out that it was kalonji. And when you take it out of the bag, it looks similar to sesame seeds, but actually it's billed or described as an onion, seed of an onion. And when you chew it, it doesn't really taste bad. It tastes like a sweet but strong onion. So it's not a bad flavor at all. Now, kalonji is the famous black seed of black seed oil fame. And kalonji kills worms, gets rid of arthritis, lowers blood pressure, and if you read the whole list online, it cures whatever ails you. Now, the way I used kalonji is I would sprinkle it on my brown rice or any dish I had that had a general lighter color, to sprinkle it on kind of decoratively and to have the kids eat it without really realizing that they were eating it. And they liked it, especially they would put it on their rice as they rolled up their little sushi rolls or vegetarian sushi rolls. So kalonji, though, the other way to use it is, again, just take a quarter teaspoon, a couple of drops of honey, roll it up, and it forms a nice little pasty pill, and you just swallow it down. You can get more ornate by boiling it and making a tea and going through all that trouble, but I don't think that's necessary. I think you can just put more of it in some food and eat it with your food. So that's kalonji. And that's a general health tonic, and that's very, very nice. And the nice thing about these spices, of course, is the price. Kalonji, you can buy 3 or 4 ounces for $2, and that's enough to last you easily a month or even more. The next thing is forgetfulness. As we get older, you know, we have spouses, we like to keep them a little sharper. Don't want them to remember too much, but enough to still be enjoyable and fun. So what do you do when people in the house appear to be getting forgetful? Early in my career, I used to use ginkgo, but I stopped using ginkgo because I found something that was actually better. Ginkgo restores circulation, but this kitchen herb actually restores brain cells and helps your body build more. So it protects the ones you have and helps you build more. And this is rosemary. And the way I use rosemary is I take the rosemary, it's like little needles, take it out of the jar, and I put it in a blender and I grind it up. And now you have rosemary powder. The important thing to know about rosemary powder is your maximum per person dose is 1 teaspoon per day. So do whatever you want, but 1 teaspoon a day, that's pretty much all you get. My favorite recipe is a teaspoon of rosemary with a pinch of cayenne pepper, and you pour boiling water over it. And that wakes you right up, makes you alert, and you can, you know, calculate your accounts and do all kinds of mental gymnastics with that. So that's very, very, very nice. Now, along the same lines, to increase or accelerate your mental activities would be peach tea. And that's a tea made with peach leaves. And peach leaves are also extremely famous for getting rid of parasites, especially worms. And so I happen to have a peach tree in the backyard of my house in Syracuse, New York. So this is something that really, I guess, more northern climates, wherever you can find a peach tree, just snatch a leaf or two, crumble it in your hand, and just bruise it, and pour boiling water over it, a cup, and you can just sip that, and as you sip it, you'll feel your mind clear and feel yourself getting sharper. And that's very, very nice. The nice thing about that, too, is there's not really a dose limit on that. If you need a second or third or fourth cup to get through what you've got to get through, then it works out very well. Also, it doesn't cause any drowsiness or side effects. Next is if you have, if someone in the house is suffering from cellulitis, maybe they skinned or bruised themselves, or just a boil pops up, well, what do you do? My favorite thing for that is turpentine. Just apply it right there on the spot. And especially with boils, it's very nice because you apply it once, wait a minute, apply it again, wait a minute. And you do this for about 5 applications, and you can actually see the boil getting smaller and actually feel it being not so painful. So that's very nice. Now, the other thing that that I like a lot in terms of keeping the house in order and keeping everybody kind of on, I don't say on task, but certainly in a harmonious way, is colds come up. And when colds come up, you want to, you know, get rid of them, get everyone kind of back on their game. And a common thing is sore throat. And I became interested in this because my patients would come in with a sore throat, and they would ask for penicillin. And being a very obliging doctor that I was, I would say, well, okay, I'll write you a script for that. We'll see how it goes. And most of the time, they would say, Doc, you know, it really didn't work. I need another script. And I knew in my heart that, one, it didn't work. Two, it wasn't going to work. Three, if they got better, it's because they would have gotten better anyway, not really the penicillin. So I needed something that wasn't going to be toxic, but that would be as effective or more so than the penicillin. And so what I hit upon that worked very, very well was garlic and sage. And the way you do this, and this is for adults, this is not for children, it's 3 garlic capsules. Oh, we'll catch it back after the commercial break.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Okay, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're here with Healing with Dr. Daniels. We'll be taking questions at the top of the hour, so type your questions into the chat room. And so we're going to continue with what a woman does at home that makes her so valuable and so powerful that the Salem witch trials tried to dethrone her. And to our next potion here is for sinus infections. And I think this is extremely, extremely important because when I was in medical school, I was taught how to treat a sinus infection. And I treated a sinus infection with no less than $200 worth of antibiotics, decongestants, and antihistamines. Standard therapy. And everybody had a sinus infection. If they didn't have one, I looked and looked and looked until I found it. And the protocol for a sinus infection was to treat the person for 2 weeks with antibiotics, see them back, and if they weren't perfectly clear, to give them another 2 weeks. After several of my patients ended up getting 6, 8, 10 weeks of antibiotics, I said, wait, hold it, stop. I don't think these antibiotics are helping these people at all. In fact, I think the antibiotics are harming them and doing nothing to help their sinuses. So then I started recommending neti pots. Those of you who know neti pots, you take salt water, you pour it up one nostril, it goes into your sinuses, around, down, and out the other nostril. Well, that was a pretty tough sell. So I backed the drawing board, and I had to work and work and work and try and develop something that would work. And this is what I came up with. And it worked very nicely, and people liked it, and it was user-friendly. So take peppermint leaves, put them in your mouth, and chew them. And as you chew them, they literally go up through your hard palate directly into your sinuses and clear up the congestion. At the same time, you apply castor oil to the sinuses. That's the area under your eyeballs. And actually all around the orbit. So across the forehead, under the eyes, and don't forget the sides. Those are little sinuses on the sides too. And what that will do is the castor oil dislodges the mucus that's plugging up your sinuses. And you can either, usually you end up just coughing out a big glob, boom, and you just feel so much better. You don't have that feeling that there's a truck parked in your sinuses. This is perfectly safe. It can be repeated as many times as you need to. If you have a bad night, you might need to apply it or do this about 2 or 3 nights. And it's great for getting you a few hours sleep. And usually the problem is absolutely gone in a day or two. And so that's peppermint leaves. I recommend buying your peppermint leaves organic in bulk. And definitely do apply the castor oil. Don't be shy. You can put a little towel over your pillow so it doesn't get all greasy. But that one works very nicely. And the next thing that people are often confronted with, or I shouldn't say often, but occasionally confronted with, is a child that stutters or a spouse that will start stuttering. And usually you'll wonder, like, what's going on? And a lot of times they'll say, well, that person just stutters. They just have this stuttering problem. And people just accept it. But it can be a socially difficult thing to endure. So how do you get rid of it? You get something called colloidal minerals, and you take twice the dose on the bottle. Usually the dose on the bottle is 2 tablespoons. Now, resist all temptation to get the flavored ones or the sweetened ones, none of that stuff. All you want is the minerals. And generally, it'll take this for about a week, and the stuttering will clear up. Of course, the primary problem is a mineral-deficient diet. So you have to get rid of all the refined products. So refined products are things like white rice, any wheat or flour products, and any kind of product that comes partly cooked before you receive it. So those are all products that have had minerals removed, and then you eat them, it creates a mineral deficiency, and some people are bothered by stuttering. Now, obviously, if the woman of the house can fix things like this, that gives her an incredible amount of power, incredible amount of importance, and really helps not only keep the family together, but keep the family healthy and having more financial power to spend on things the family wants to do, on fun things. Now, the next thing I want to talk about in terms of the importance of what was considered woman's work is sewing. I mean, say, Dr. Daniels, please, sewing. That's that's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? Well, not really. It turns out that when you sew, if you make things yourself, you have the option of using a stronger thread and a more durable material. So you have something that's going to last a lot longer. And you don't need to go shopping every year or every season, even though the clothes still fit, because the clothes they won't wear out. Or if they do wear out, you can just fix sections or patches of them. And nowadays, the chemicals they put in clothing and in fabric is just absolutely phenomenal. And these chemicals seep into the skin of the house occupants. I mean, there are people who buy clothes, new clothes, wear them until they're dirty, toss them, and then buy more new clothes. Probably because clothing is so cheap. But what they're buying is illness, because the chemicals in the fabric enter the person's skin and make the person sick. And so then you have people with these vague illnesses, negative test results, everybody's sick, nobody knows why. Accusations start flying back and forth. Oh, the kid's just malingering, he just wants attention, there's nothing wrong with them. When actually the problem is that the family wealth is being squandered on disease-causing stuff. So having a woman of the house simply so is a huge, huge plus. In other words, now you have curtains that are made out of fabric that was pre-laundered, hopefully in some water-based detergent. And so you don't have curtains in the house that are outgassing. When I was a kid, my mother actually sewed all the drapes in the house. And they look pretty good, actually. So these things seem overwhelming, they seem cumbersome, but if you take a look at the sum total of the health consequences of store-bought clothing, of store-bought drapes and house furnishings, then all of a sudden, having the stuff made at home, or, if you don't like that, buy the fabric, launder it, and take it to a seamstress or someone who sews. But having the fabric made yourself and laundering it beforehand really prevents a lot of disease. When I first entered medical practice, this woman came into my office, and her husband worked, had a really good job. He traveled a lot, and she was a housewife. It was her job to take care of the house, and I believe they had one child at the time. And she was just she'd become sickly. And there was no understanding as to why this was. And that was when fibromyalgia was just becoming recognized. And when sick house syndrome was just becoming recognized. I mean, at the time that I saw her, there was no such acknowledgement of it. But this is the kind of distress that can be caused when women delegate these responsibilities to someone outside the home, someone who is not concerned with the health of the home, who's not concerned with using non-toxic or untoxic products. So sewing is very important. The next thing women do in the home, which is critical, is instruction, teaching. This is, I think, the absolute most important. And the thing that needs to be taught is, I would say in the old days you might want to teach your daughters, but now teach your daughters and your sons, because the knowledge is just so scarce and so critical, is to teach your children everything you know about healing at home. And instruct them that anything they may hear at school is propaganda, is just that. So be sure to take the time to pass the knowledge on.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement, development as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. By Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels here at RBN, and we're continuing with our show on the healing value of mothers and women in the home. So the thing that women can do, which is absolutely critical, I think, is teaching. It's so important to teach the children, men and or the boys and girls, how to cook. That means how to cook from scratch, not just opening boxes and bags, but how to cook from scratch, why it's important to cook from scratch. And this is going to go a long way towards helping them stay healthy. I know in our house, we always cook from scratch. And recreation was doing a recipe from Bon Appetit or Gourmet magazine. And I realized from all that cooking and cooking from scratch, that everything came from something. That no matter what can or jar or bottle I opened, there had to be a way using basic ingredients to reproduce that particular item. And so when I got started with natural healing and healing with foods, that's what I did. I started picking up different sauces and things and bottles and actually attempting to reproduce them using natural ingredients. And guess what I found out? A lot of times it couldn't be done. Why? Because part of the flavor was due to and was actually from the poisonous chemicals that were in the bottle. And so having done that exercise of reconstructing what's in the bottle, I've actually developed a taste, and you can too, for just tasting something and realizing, there's chemicals and additives in here. And that's such an important thing to teach the next generation and to emphasize that to them. And what this does is this protects them from being the victim of poisoning without realizing it or without knowing it. So we teach them how to cook, teach them all the healing recipes that you know, and so they can heal themselves without resorting to the deadly prescription pad or the doctor or the insurance plan of the day, whether it's Obamacare or Affordable Care or Medicare or whatever kind of non-caring care that they have out there. So it's important to teach the kids how to heal themselves. And then finally, teach them how to clean without chemicals. How do you do that? Well, you mix baking soda, vinegar, or salt in whatever combination you think is reasonable for the job at hand. And you clean it the best you can with apparently a fair amount of elbow grease. And this knowledge, just this passing this alone onto the kids, can really make them healthy, wealthy, and very wise. Their wealth will come from having the health to work harder, having a clear mind. And their wealth will also come from not having to spend it for extremely expensive, ineffective, and dangerous interventions. And it's the kind of value that they can carry with them throughout their whole life and it'll help them live a lot longer. And as well, cleaning without chemicals, that's very important. And if you can't do it yourself, you know, the kids don't want to do it, whatever, hire someone and have them use baking soda, vinegar, and salt. And tell them you're paying them by the hour, not the job. If they have to rub a little harder or longer, then that's it. And just these basic things make such a huge difference in terms of having a healthy home that's not filled with dangerous chemicals in your food, dangerous chemicals in your clothes, dangerous chemicals in your walls and floors, and even worse, dangerous chemicals in the form of pills that you put into your mouth. And finally, there's a couple of questions. So if you have questions, now's the time to type them in the chat room, or you can call in. RBN is my engineer. Craig is standing by to get your questions. So one question is, how do you grow a peach tree in Syracuse, New York? The answer is you have a compost pile, and you throw in the peaches that you get during peach season. And one of those peaches volunteers and becomes a tree. That's how I got my peach tree. I spent a fair amount of money trying to grow fruit trees in Syracuse, New York, with absolutely no luck. And apple trees, even. And they just didn't take off. Nothing really happened. But when I got the compost pile going, started throwing stuff in the compost pile, and if it grew out of the compost pile, that's it. I gave it a special spot of its own. And that was how I got the peach tree, and it grew like gangbusters. The thing gave several bushels a year. The other thing that I bought that worked in Syracuse, New York, was an Asian pear tree. That worked very well, and that gave a couple bushels a year of Asian pears. So a couple of tips for getting volunteers in inclement weather. But once you've got a peach tree going, you've got a definite medicine cabinet there. All those leaves are just really phenomenal. very powerful when they're green, and you can pick them when they're green and dry them out. But once they've turn color, they're no good. The other question is about rosemary. Yes, you have to dry the rosemary before you put it through the blender. It will not work. So what I do is I buy the rosemary fresh. Actually, I cut it myself. And I pull off I call them needles. Some people might call them leaves. Pull off the needles, let them dry on a plate. And once they're dry, I take them, put them in the blender, grind them up, and then I put them in a glass jar, a glass spice jar, and just use them from the spice jar. And that works really well. Okay, the chat room says, what would I recommend in place of ground turmeric root? I don't know why I would want to replace turmeric root. Turmeric has a lot of properties, and so I would want to know what feature of turmeric do you want to replace. If you want to replace the blood thinning properties of turmeric, then I would recommend a crushed clove of garlic or a garlic capsule. If you want to replace the liver strengthening powers of turmeric, then I would say artichoke leaves or artichoke hearts. If you want to replace the inflammatory properties of turmeric, then I would say topical application of turpentine to the spot that hurts. So it's just a matter of what part of which feature of turmeric you want to replace. It's a very multifaceted herb. Okay, let's take a look. Let's go check with our engineer here. Okay, so let me ask my engineer for questions. Our call-in number for questions is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, so it's very important then for men and women to understand the value of women, to understand what it means to have someone in the house who can perform duties so that materials made with chemicals from third parties can be avoided. You know, people talk about labeling, about legislation,